It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Another well-known classical musician had trouble with an airline and carrying her valuable instrument on board. This time it was local. Violinist Rachel Barton Pine had to spend the night with her husband and four-year-old daughter at Sky Harbor Airport because U.S. Airways could not accommodate her 1742 Guarneri del Gesù violin. Well, it was bound to be my turn eventually, Rachel posted on Facebook and Twitter. U.S. Airways wouldn't fit the Del Gesù overhead, so I had to exit the flight without suitcases. Pine had been in Phoenix for a Cremona violin exhibit at the Musical Instrument Museum, and before that, in Flagstaff for a concert. Hang-ups at check-in and security resulted in our boarding after many others had already filled bins, Rachel posted late Sunday. The bins were not stuffed, and many people had their handbags overhead instead of under their seats. There would have been plenty of room with a little rearranging, but they refused to do so, she said. Instead, Rachel's family slept on the floor waiting for the next flight, which was the next morning, some 6 hours after the original flight. Happy to report my violin and family and I are comfortably boarded and will land in Chicago in 3 hours, she posted early Monday. Thanks for your support, everyone. The largest and until recently the only orchestra in Central Africa has played on three continents in some pretty fancy theaters, but at home it remains a modest affair. Its members are amateurs. The first trumpeter still spends his days working construction sites. The double bass player is a nurse, and the tubist is a pharmacist. The orchestra's rehearsal space is a church building next to a car mechanic's yard. Here's where they find their voice, said conductor Armand D'Angienda, who was a pilot for a local airline. When the airline fell on hard times in the early 90s and grounded his flight career, he started an orchestra. It was just something we did on a whim, the 51-year-old conductor recalled. Now, this is my job. Within a few months, more than 100 people joined the orchestra. Since then, the group has toured from Los Angeles to London, Manchester to Malta. Britain's Royal Philharmonic Society named him an honorary member a couple of years ago. His ambition is to give his country a voice in the world of music. I want to put the Congo in classical music, he said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.